Okay, Urbosa, so let's remember where we were.
That's something from last year.
Okay, we're discussing. We're discussing the sugya of Einan Nepreitov Zmano, and we had just started the famous question, which everyone asks, which is if Emotzi and Mamon al pi rov and Hamotzi v'Harel of Haraya, you need a Raya Gemura in order to be Motzi Mamon. How is this a Raya Gemura? And we had discussed the one possibility, which is, right, basically we're asking, what shot in Chazaka Ein Adam Horeya Toksmano? One possibility is it is just stronger than Rove. Yeah, Rove is not enough to be Motzi Mamon, but Chazaka Ein Adam Horeya Toksmano is strong enough to be Motzi Mamon. And just to review, but I don't really know where I am, what happened last time I was in this country, what I think I said. At the end of the last shiur, we pointed out that one derech, which Chaim said a few people in the back there, said Anansadi, the one derech, say Anansadi, just quantitatively so strong that we're 100,000,000% certain without any doubt that that no one ever paid Tosmano, which again, you know, I found to be a little surprising since but maybe I think of then. Maybe I'm weird. But maybe it's an Anansadi. The Gra's problem. Who said it was an Anansadi there? You know, okay, oh, you quoted the Chasam Sofer said, which he didn't, so you can't trust that guy. The Gra pointed out within that day, obviously, the brother Chalim Koroshi said an Anansadi and they rejected it. His problem was if it's an Anansadi, then why did the next line in the Gemara say Ibaya, whether Amigo beats this Chazaka or not? Obviously, Amigo doesn't beat Adam. Everyone knows that. So that is a good question. You know, either you have to say they're Masopic or Amigo beat Adam, which, you know, could be. You never know in one Gemara whether they knew everything from other Gemaras. Or you have to say that's not true. But one possibility is it's just, you know, Vincius. It is close. It is, let's say, basically 100%. In Cius, it is, you know, close to 100%. Anansadi, which the Gra mentions, even though the Gra doesn't like that shot. The other possibility is what we saw in the Chasam Sofer here, right? There's too many Chasam Sofers floating around our the course sheet, hard to keep track of them, but this is the Chasam Sofer on the Gemara and Amud Beis, who said that there's a difference, and I think this is the last thing we mentioned, maybe. The difference between the rove that's not multi mamon versus this chazaka, and when he say the rove that's not multi mamon is when there are two types of people in the world or two types of situations in the world, just one is more common than the other. Like the classic case in Bava Kama, multi mamon al pi rove. If I sell Aryeh an ox, and most people buy, I sell Aryeh an ox, and it turns out that it's wild and I can't plow, it's not tameable, and he sues me for his money back. He cannot sue me, even though he says, what do you mean? Most people, when they buy an ox, they want to plow with the ox, and therefore it's a bank of toes if it's too wild. But I say that some people buy an ox, the shech didn't eat the meat, and they don't care if it's wild or not, because you just have to hold it down once anyway, and then you shech it. And he can't be able to do that because they're attacking. We look around the world, and we can clearly identify two categories. Clearly identify 80% of these situations and 80% of these situations. And we can't be Motzi Mamon al pi rov, but over here, there's no clearly identifiable miut. It's not like we can say, oh, here, you, and you, you're the people who wouldn't pay Tosmano, and you're the person who wouldn't pay Tosmano. There's no way to identify a class of people or a class of situations where someone wouldn't pay Tosmano. Just everyone naturally in human nature wouldn't pay Tosmano unless there was some weird situation or factor or feeling that would make them pay Tosmano. That's his lashon. He says, "Chazak yeshmaitz in cheskes minaga olam." Right, the low pro to goes zimnei, but other bay rove. First, he says it doesn't rove beat chazak. He says no, rove beats the status quo chazak. This is not a status quo chazak. This is a majority of the time it works this way chazaka. Okay, but why? Say this is equivalent to rove, no big deal. Most people wouldn't pay tosmano. It's not a status quo. It is a way of the world. But why is it better than rove? So he explained the hasam ich mamiyuta. there's a kvias to the mir. In a rove, it's called rove, and there's a kvias to the mir. Here, it's not called rove, it's called chazaka. There's no, yes, a minority of the time someone will pay early. But there's no kvias to that mir. You can't, like, look at a group and say, oh, well, here's the group that pays tos mano, here's the group that doesn't. And therefore, that mir is less powerful. That mir, and once that mir is less powerful, you can be motzi mamon. What he's saying is that it's not that you need 100% to be motzi mamon. You can be motzi mamon based on 80%. Just depends on what that other 20% is. If that other 20% has a noticeable presence, is a kvius hamiyot, then you say, have to be motzi mamon, look at that mir over there. But if that 20% is just a floating in the air possibility, then you say, look, LP Rove, no one pays tos mano. Oh, someone theoretically you could have paid tos mano. Yes, but since there's no kvios to that miot, qualitatively, that is stronger than a rove. So let's say, let's just call this quantitative and qualitative.
Isn't there a tosos like that in Ksuvis about the kala? You can be motzi mamon from the baal if they saw her with a wedding dress or something like that.
By the Yatsa Behinuma, and they're asking, how can you be Motzi Mamon based on Yatsa Behinuma? After all, that's Motzi Mamon Alpi Rov.
So I recall that the Machlokas, the Vimigash, and Tosfos there, and Tosfos held that the Baal is Muchzak in the Kesef, and Bukhazad, you're Motzi Mamon on that Rov.
I remember this, but I don't remember what Tosfos says there. And
I might not have it right, so it's good to write.
We can't look through all the toasts there. But they could be, I just don't remember the toasts. What is qualitative? There's the sum sofer. Lo ikba hambiyot. And that would also explain why the language here is chazaka and not rove. In many, many cases in Shas, when it comes to like the way human nature works, we say chazaka. We don't say rove people. We say rove people buy oxen for plowing. But we say chazaka in unprayed pursuit of mafsida, chazaka in unprayed tosmano, etc. Why chazaka? In Adam, may it's fun to about Chovo. So when it comes to human nature, maybe we use a different word because it's stronger than rove. Because when it comes to human nature, everyone has this human nature. It's not only some people have this nature, everyone has this nature. Although sometimes, for some reason, people do it act differently. Since everyone has this nature, there's no case for the here, and it's stronger than a rove. So that's one possibility. That it's really stronger than a rove, either quantitatively or qualitatively. But the other possibility is that no, it's just equal to rove or let me be more precise. For all I know, maybe it's weaker than rove. Stronger than rove. So why is it motzi mamon? So someone tell me, if it's not stronger than rove, why is it motzi mamon? How can you be motzi mamon if you have something weaker than a rove or equal to a rove? And in motzi mamon, I'll be rove. So the Shutari Kivigur discusses this very, very succinctly. You have to take a few lines out of it. It's in the middle of a very long chakra. First of all, he first wants to say in his half mean to me kolchkin chazaka the in on the paretos mano, the chazaka so deep we wrote. First of all, say this chazaka must be better than a rove. Then we're looking at seeing mama, chazaka will see in mama. That's what he wants to say at first. Then he's omnam nirigish lomar, the rove no shema deep me chazaka now. No, really, rove is better than this chazaka. Maybe this chazaka is weaker than a rove. So why you won't see mama? Why don't see chazaka? I need to say refreskes chiyav. After all, there's something that helps out this chazaka inan poretos mano here, which is cheskas chiyuv. What is cheskas chiyuv? At least at the simple level, it means a status quo. Right? On the one hand, the defendant, the lova, is muhzak, right? So you have to be motzi mamon. The lova is mostly he's holding money now. But the mamon doesn't only have one thing on his side, he has two things on his side. Number one, chazaka inan preitos mano, which would not be enough to be multi mamon, but he has something else on his side also, which is cheskas chiyuv, status quo. The guy definitely owed him money. The lova definitely owed the money, right? I lent Svi, regarding your parents. I lent Svi and brother.
And
not really the kids. I lent me money and he claims that paid Tosman. So he's most, but I have two things on my side. Number one, Hazaki wouldn't have paid Tosman, he must be lying. Number two, Cheskas Chiyah. I lent him the money 3 weeks ago. He definitely owed me the money then. He claims that paid me a week ago. So he definitely owed me the money 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, a week and a day ago. And then the question is whether the status quo changed and he paid. So therefore, the status quo has Castillo together, Chazaki and Unfori Totsmano, even though you're not Multimon Alpi Rob, you're not Multimon Alpi Chazaka, if you put the two of them together, then you are Multimon. Quantitatively, they can add up to something that's Multimon. So this is what Reiki Vayner suggests. Maybe, and I think they're saying two different things. Says Reiki Vayner, says you have Chazkas Ein Adam Porea. Toch zmano plus cheskas chiyuv equals motzi mamon. Right, it's enough to be motzi mamon. Two things, we only know which one thing is or is enough to be motzi mamon. We don't know which two things are or aren't enough to be motzi mamon. So two things, we add them together, enough to be motzi mamon. We find this many places in Shas. Every place in Shas we can interpret it different ways. But many places in Shas we find that, you know, a bari b'shema plus, again, see, then we have like Bari Yosheva plus Cheskas Chiyuv is enough. We motzi Momo, for example.
You said that people were saying that not because of being motzi Momo in the first place. Why is that considered to have two Chazakas? Because really, the Chazaka is also just saying the status quo exists.
Okay, so you could, but then you're getting really, then you're really coming on to, I think, something very similar to what Rosh Hashanah is saying here. Could you say that's what Reiki Vayner means? I think you could. No, I'm not sure. Like, if you just take a simple word, you'd go this way. But you're right. It could mean more than that. I absolutely admit. I think Rav Chanan takes it a step further. Rav Chanan makes a whole yesod here. Rav Chanan makes a fascinating yesod here. Says Rav Chanan here, he says, in order to understand this, you have to look, you have to have a totally way of looking at questions of whether or not someone paid a halvah, tainos piro. And what does Rav Chanan say? Rav Chanan says, what would we think? Or rather, what did we think until now? We thought, if I claim, Stam, I claim Ari owes me money. I claim he lent money for me. He denies it. He's innocent until proven guilty. I have to prove that I lent him money. I claim his ox damaged, gored my ox or whatever. I have to prove everything. Nothing's going on until I prove it. Says here, there's something very different going on. He's not just saying chezkas chiyuv as in, oh, there's like a chazaka that you put on the scale and therefore it tilts the scale. You know, here's chezkas mamon, right? Multiple alaraya. Here's eidav v'zerichos mano. You add chezkas chiyuv and it tilts the scale. No, he's saying there's a fundamentally different way of looking at kindness be wrong. And he uses a phrase here called ein suffik motzi midei vaday, which is much more powerful than just saying Cheskas Chiyuv. Could Rabbi Akiva Vayner have meant this, perhaps? Is he saying what I think Ozzy's saying? I think he is in different words, but Ozzy can judge. What is Rav Chanan saying? When Aryeh definitely owes me money, it really switches the burden of proof. It really switches the burden of proof. Ain't suffering owes me vaday, it's vaday that he owes me money. And he's not saying a mochzak ngari. That's what he looks like. So b'shama, in the b'shtar, who's mochzak? Not going that far. What he's saying is it switches the burden of proof. He owes me money now. He owes me money until proven otherwise. He doesn't just need a suffix in order to be putter. We suffix, he's chayiv money. He's chayiv mamon. In order to be putter, he needs a taina hapoteris. He needs a valid taina to putter himself. And he brings many proofs, even having nothing to do with our sugya. To this yisod, that once you're chayav, you are chayav until you can have a reasonable basis to establish that you are pater. Ain't something motzi vaday. What is his best taina? I think his best taina is the concept called chosak kafran. What does chosak kafran mean? Okay, it comes up later in another amud. Chosak kafran means that if, again, I don't want to make someone else the bad guy, I owe Dovi money. I owe Dovi 10,000 shekel, right? And I lie and I say I paid when I really didn't. They catch me lying. How did they catch me lying? So you work out the dictum, it's not important. If I then go back and say, okay, you caught me once, but now I paid, you caught me on Tuesday, and I lost, and Bezdin said I owe the money. So then I come back and I say, I paid on Wednesday. I'm not in that one. I still lose. What do I have to do? I have to pay in front of Edith, right? I have to prove that I paid. But if I claim to have paid on my own, then I lose. I have no right to taina parati anymore. And all the mafarshim wonder why I have no right to taina parati. Let's think about this. Case of Hafsa Kafran, I'm a known liar. I'm a known liar. There's no nemonos to my taina. Fine. But I still might have paid Dovi, and I might not have. Why not say most mechavir al paraya? Right? Hafsa Kafran, why not say most mechavir al paraya? Think about it. I still might have paid. I'm a liar. I've known I'm honest. Even liars might have paid. Liar just means we can't trust me. But I might have. Every liar said he does something just means it's 50-50 because we don't believe it. But it might have happened. So it can't be that nothing ever happens that's like good for the liar. Just 50-50. So why does Hosea Kafran have to pay if it's 50-50 whether I paid him again? Hosea Kafran means I'm caught lying once, and then after I was caught lying, I claim parati. So it's 50-50. Why do I have to pay? So there are many different answers to this question. Some people say it's a special takana derabana is a knas. Okay. Some people say no, it's really a like game theory. Once I'm caught lying once, I don't think people will believe me, and therefore I would never pay without edim. Chazaka, I wouldn't pay without edim, so I don't think people will believe me. And therefore, if I claim to have paid without edim, it's an umdana that I didn't. But says Rabbi Chanan, you know why Hosea Kafran is not Ne'eman? Because 50-50 actually does have to pay when I owe someone money. 50-50, I do have to pay. Like Adi says, in many ways, changing the mitzvahs. Rather, I have to prove, says, here's the yisod of Rabbi Chanan. The yisod of Rabbi Chanan is that once we have a vadai chiyuv and a safek piraon, you need nemanos tete parati, 50-50 is ayon. That's his yisod, right? 50-50 is chayav. You need them to stay parati. All else being equal, you're chayav. You're guilty until proven innocent. Why? Because you're definitely chayav. You're chayav until proven pater. You don't need to prove pater. It's not like you need to prove pater with a proof, but you need a valid taina, right? So, for example, and therefore, what he's saying is that taina's parati doesn't win because there's no proof either way. Rather, Taina's parati wins because there is strength to the taina. That's the biggest show. If I taina parati, I don't win because now it's 50-50. You say it in the day, I say it. Hey, 50-50. No, 50-50 is taina until proven zero. Taina's parati wins the demonis to say parati, because the believable taina say parati. And therefore, whenever taina's parati loses, it's demonis. You don't win. That is the big, big, big chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. For example, what is proofs? Hosea Kafran. Hosea Kafran has to pay. Why? 50-50 whether or not he paid. Yeah, it's 50-50 whether he paid. He has no nemanos to stay parati. His time is worthless. Once his time is worthless, 50-50 has to pay. First proof, again, it's not necessarily his order. Because his taina is worthless. So 50-50 is chayav. Again, you have to explain it somehow. Why is 50-50 chayav in the case of Hosea Kafran? Right? After all, eventually he might pay. Why would he have paid? So the answer is because you have to prove that you're potter. However, tiny parati is a good enough taina to meet that standard. His other proof, yes, Yoni.
Can I say something at the end for a second after?
Yeah, please.
Maybe the reason why you persist in your DRS status is because you're constantly in co-fair in your pre-former claim. It's not, in the Crunch Day Shirmi is still saying that it's like a knas, but it's just like a magical status that you've now acquired for yourself.
Okay, you could say it's a knas, and fine, you could get out of Mercedes' knas.
But how is he not saying it's a knas? How is he explaining that you're...
He's not saying it's a knas, he's just saying that your word is no longer worth anything. Saying that.
Why?
What?
What? And
no, your word's not worth anything, so we know why. It's a smart your word's not worth anything.
But that's a halachic status that we thrust on you.
Yeah, but that's a sign.
That's not as well. Meaning that,
it's a sign that your word's not worth anything once you're called lying. I think that's a sign. It's a sign that once you lie, you can't trust you. Come on, that's a sign. Would you trust someone to lie already?
Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah.
You what?
No.
Okay, we talk business.
I was using the word knas to mean that there's absence of svara.
Right. So
it sounds like it's just like a lucky status you throw on someone.
Correct.
Rather than.
Right, but the question is, in a company on lucky status, we don't trust you, but it's still 50-50. Like, how can we get you paid? It's 50-50. That's
the question. Well, it's 50-50 for your generous.
We have no evidence that you didn't pay or that you didn't pay. Your word is irrelevant. We have no evidence either way. Okay, maybe there are other ways to explain. His other example is, his other proof is, that's your stuff. Amy, we paskin, Amy Odea, Impraticha, is biased. Basically, I say, I don't know if I paid you back or not. I'm not sure if I paid you back. I'm chayav. What's the rule? Amy Odea, and this chayav, he is potter. Right, we don't have, we paskin barbish and allow for it. If Yoni says, I definitely borrowed money, I say, I'm not sure, I'm what? Hari Vishema is not multimodal. But if he says, I didn't pay back, and I say, I'm not sure if I paid back, I'm high. Okay, there are many ways to explain this. But says Haro Chabad, he says, why? Because I'm high until I can bring evidence that I'm potter. So I have a tanya that's good enough evidence to potter. But here I don't even have a tanya. Another example he uses is, right, what were his other proofs is, and some of these are easier to explain. Sharcha, of course, the Rav would be offended about this. My boy, what does he mean by this? He means, this is not such a great proof. Sharcha, there's a milk of a star, and I'm holding a star that says, Chaim owes me 1,000 shekel, and he says he paid. He's not Neman. He still has to pay again. Why? Because if he paid, he would have ripped up the star. Star should be yadi. Your star is my hand, my body. What do you want from me? Right? Meaning the fact that I'm holding the star proves you paid. So that's questions. Why does that prove that you didn't pay? Why does that prove you didn't pay? Maybe it's just most of the time you rip up the star, it's just a robe, etc. There are many ways to get out of this. The rub is a fancy. When did we learn Gittin? 2 years ago? So in Gittin, we remember, those of us who are forgetting, the rub says, no, the star is really made, you didn't pay. That's Eidos, of course you have to pay. You could say it's an anet sadi, you didn't pay, says Rabbi Chanan, he says no. What this means is that your tainus pigron is weaker. After all, if you stand tainu pigron, you're never. But your tainus pigron is something against it, like when you rip up the star to be paid, that's a weakened tainus pigron. A weakened tainus pigron is not enough to be a taina, right? It's chayav because the tainus pigron is weakened. Once the tainus piron is weakened, you're chayav. Okay, that's how he conceptualized it. His last raya from the Mordechai here, which is atoein machaltali is chayav. What if you owe me money? Chayav owes me money. He doesn't taina, he paid. He tainus, I was mochal lechov. Right? He's not nevan. Why not? Most of you have a raya. Basically, he claims I was mochel, I claim I wasn't mochel. So he has to pay. Maybe I was mochel, maybe I wasn't. How do we know? We have an anan sadi that I wasn't mochel. Sometimes people are mochel. There's no star.
Oh,
no star. Hi, no star.
Isn't Mechila like, you talk about proving this, proving that, but Mechila, isn't that like sort of a separate world?
So maybe that's the answer. The Mordechai says, because that's a taina grua. That's a bad taina. What do you mean that's a bad time? No.
Okay, maybe the point is that, and maybe I'm saying the same thing in different words. If you owe me money, you owe me money. You need to bring a reason that you're putter. Parati is a reasonable time. If you claim parati, that's good enough. Why? Because it's only the pibra own. Parati is a normal thing. It's part of the normal process. Mechila is coming from left field. You can't bring a time from left field. If I'm suing you, Stam, and you say you're putter, bring a time from left field, you could win. But if you owe me the money, you need a good reason why you're putter. You need to bring evidence. You need to bring a good reason why you're putter. Mechila is saying like something from left field. No. Because it's not a strong taina, and if it's not a strong taina, then we're left with 50-50. 50-50 is chayav. That's basically what this all going down to. 50-50 is chayav. That's the yisod of Rosh Hashanah. Now, you could deny this yisod of Rosh Hashanah. You know, and you can find out, you can say, why aren't you nemet saying the fila? I don't know. Anan Sadi knows Bochel Chob. I don't know. Why are you not in that? Why are you not nemet saying if you run up from holding a star? Well, because Anan Sadi would have ripped up the star, or because the Rav, etc. Why ain't you a day in Praticha? Chayev, because Bari B'Shem and Bari Adif, together with Chetz Hizchiyah. Why is it a kafran? It's a knas drabanan, or it's a, you know, fancy game theory assumption of what people would have done. You know, it's a little funny thing. You are nemet say parati, really. But since you think you might not be, therefore you wouldn't have been forever that eating. Okay, anything could be. But he puts all these together and comes up with the yisod of Rav Elchanan, a rebuttable yisod, is that everyone's chayav unless they have a strong tie to the potter them. Because you're chayav until, not you have to prove, it's not exactly what's going on. Not you have to prove your potter. You're chayav until you bring a good, strong claim to potter. What's a strong claim to be potter? You can bring edim, or you can bring a strong taina. Tainas parati is neman. Certain tainas are neman. And now, what does he say for arsogya? He says for arsogya, very pashut, said for Elchanan, in the Kobel Shiurim, he says, really, because every lova is chayav, even misafik. Every lova is chayav until he gives a taina apoteris, or a taina. Until he gives a taina, which is nemenes. Until he gives that taina that has nemenes, he's potter. Oh, tainas piron is enough to potter himself. That's only strong tainas piron. A weak tainas piron is not enough to potter himself. Every lova is chayav, and parati toch zmani is a weak taina. So it's 50-50 and chayav. It's not that we have proof. Let's say, it's not that we have proof that you didn't pay Tov Zmano. We don't have proof that you didn't pay for Tov Zmano. But you don't have nemonos to say you pay Tov Zmano. It's enough to weaken your tainus parati. That's his point. It's not a proof. It's not the proof that you pay. It's enough to weaken your tainus parati. Once you have a weak tainus parati, you're naturally chayav to pay until proven otherwise. I don't mean it's 50-50. It's probably 70-30. But the point is, so it's not proven either way, and chayav. That's called 50-50. That's basically, there's a subtle difference. He didn't say all that. There's a subtle difference in these two, just like the other two formulations. Either you say, no, I'm ultimate all of a raya. I need proof to make you pay. My proof is that I put two robes and chazakas together and I make something stronger. Or you say, I don't need proof to make you pay. You need a strong time to pop yourself because ain't something with me. Vada, you're vada, you have to pay unless you have a time to pop yourself. A strong time as parati is enough to pop to yourself. But a weak time as parati, such as I paid but forgot to rip off the shire, such as I paid, but I'm a liar, so my words aren't worth so much. It's basically like Chusa Kafran. it makes your tainus parati less strong. It could be, but it makes your tainus parati weaker, like hosta kafron. That's the big chiddush of Rav Ochad. Again, this really has to do with how in tzias, how strong are you willing to make this chazak? Everyone would say, mamish, no one ever paid tos mano in no circumstance, and just say it carries the day by itself. If you're willing to say, most people wouldn't pay tos mano. But not a super strong growth, then why would it work? Either because you're out of the chazakas kli with two things on a scale, or because, no, the scale's starting in the opposite direction in the first place. He needs to potter himself. And the taina parati tos mani is not enough. It could be, but it's not enough a taina to potter yourself from a situation where you definitely owe money.
So
I think some of those are I guess right. Some of those are a little different. I think you definitely could, and I think really that's maybe what's going on in some of these works. To one extent, we assume something on the other side until proven otherwise. So I think you definitely could, but we're not getting into those gemaras now. Even in our sugya, I think there are many things in our sugya that could depend on even the part we've read until now on this chakira. Basically, what are we asking? We're asking how strong is Einan Peretos Mano? Is it really an absolute proof? Or is it not such an absolute proof? So nafkamina, you would assume, is, okay, we've explained the basic yisod of our sugya either way. Nafkamina would be for many other things. Like, for example, right, what would some of the nafkaminas be? Basically, what are we saying? We're saying it's an absolute proof. Or it's not an absolute proof. It's just enough that it can work together with something else. I'm certainly going to weaken. You know, certainly if we take the two poles here, right? What are some nafkaminas? So, okay, some things I put on the Makor sheet, not surprisingly, things I put on the Makor sheet under nafkamina. Might be nafkaminas. I didn't say the word nafkamina there. Fair enough. The fascinating discussion of the Mordechai about Hufsa Kafran and Arsa. You're not, before we're referring to the general concept of Hufsa Kafran. But here's the, what's the discussion of Mordechai here? Let us say a guy claims he is Parati Tos Mano. He claims Parati Tos Mano, and he's not Naaman. He loses. Bezin says, sorry, you lose. We don't believe you, Parati Tos Mano. You have to pay again. All right, not again, but you have to pay, right? Because we don't believe you paid. So what happens? He says, okay, fine, I admit I have to pay. And he goes home, comes in the next day and says, I paid. Says, I paid. Do we believe him or not? Do we say, Huchsa Kafra, now he's proven that he's a liar, so we don't believe him anymore? Or have we not proven that he's a liar? That's basically the question. Have we proven he's a liar, or have we not proven he's a liar? In the Mordechai here, he says that Rabbeinu Yakir is Mesopak, whether about exactly this case, if he claims Parati Tos Mano and he's not believed, is he proven to be a liar or is he not proven to be a liar? And Rabbeinu Yakir himself says, B'chein Asisi, I think he is proven to be a liar. B'nira Lemori, Rabbeinu Yakir is Mesopak. Venira le Mori, Mordechai quotes his Rebbe. I assume if there's the Mordechai writing, then his Rebbe would be, who's his Rebbe? The Marami Rutenberg. Yeah, any Ashkenaz Grisha, you're not sure, that's a good guess. His Rebbe is the Marami Rutenberg, right? The so says the Rush, for example, Dos Maimonios. Anyway, so he says his Rebbe, who I assume here means Marami Rutenberg, he doesn't say, the Hoxha Kafron. Okay, he says Hoksa Kafran, that's actually brought down. It makes it to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hoksa Kafran. The Shach questions it. Says the Shach, Tzarchi Lama Hoksa Kafran, why should he be Hoksa Kafran? Why can't he just say, I'm not a liar? I told you the truth that I was buried Toksamani. But unfortunately, I told you the truth and Bezin Paskin against me because weird things happen. But I'm a truth teller. I paid once. Bezin Paskin against me, so I had no choice. I paid again. What can I do? I'm an honest guy.
right? I mean, the Shach sort of doesn't even like acknowledge that. Isn't it proven he's a liar? Obviously, it's not proven he's a liar. He lost, but he might be a truth teller. So this is the question. If he loses because he claims Biron Tosamada, we don't accept his title. Is he a proven liar? Or it's not proven that he lied, he just lost. That's basically this Chakira, right? That's basically this news why the Gross says, and you know what the Svara of the Shulchan Aruch, who says that he took the Kafir, it's Anasabi. That's what the Gross says, Anasabi, and the Gross himself questions it. So how about Tosamada? Kafra, what does the Mordechai who named his Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch say? The Mordechai Shulchan Aruch says that if he is a proven liar, and says the Gra, because of Anan Sadi, he's a proven liar. And the Gra explains it because of Anan Sadi, the Gra doesn't necessarily agree. Says the Shach, he's a proven liar. If he's not a proven liar, why did he lose? Why did they make him pay if he didn't prove that he's a liar? The answer is we didn't prove that he's a liar, but we have enough proof that we can make him pay because we need to prove that he's a liar. We just need it to take away his debt to say that he wasn't a liar. So this is a clear nafkamina. Some of the other nafkaminas might be based on the last line of the Gemara. What's the last line of the Gemara? Not only do you have to pay if you taina, you pay tosmani, but even if I'm suing you somim, right? The father owes me money. It's due, you know, January 1st, 2022. And the father dies today. So I go to the estate and I say, I want to be repaid my debt. I say, now you're suing the yisomen. You can't collect from yisomen without shua. I don't even have to swear. I don't have to swear because when I heard misama, it wasn't paid. I have to swear when there's no evidence one way or the other. But if there's evidence one way that he didn't pay, then I don't even have to swear. So shvuos yisomen ma pater from. There's three other shvuos floating around in the atmosphere here, where it's a machlokes rishonim whether I'm chayv or a pater. Right? Basically, he has to pay. But do I at least have to swear that he didn't pay? Okay, so there are three other shvuos floating around which are controversial, which are shvuos heses, shvuos ishtab ligol berticha, and shvuos hanifra min alakuchos. Let's take it maybe in the order that I put it here. How about shvuos heses? What do you mean shvuos heses? What if, in the case where I collect from the assomim, who owes me money? I don't want to put anyone in this room because then they'll have to die. And I don't want you to die. So the Reuven, no Reuven's here, right? Reuven owes me money. And again, it's due January 1st, 2022. Or maybe Reuven and I are very, very stark. So it's due Rosh Chodesh Tevez, Tavshin Tevez. And Reuven dies, Shavat Chaim Chol Yisrael, today. I go collect. Not only can I collect, because why would he have paid me Tosamano? I can even collect without a shvua. Now, of course, the Yisomim don't know anything one way or the other, right? The Yisomim are like, we have no idea if our father owed you money. He didn't know you money. What do we know from anything? But what if I go to Reuven, Reuven's still alive, and I say, I want you to pay. And he says, time is bari. I definitely paid you Tosamani. What's the concept of Shuas Heses? Okay, there's two Lashonos. Shuas, I think, Nachman Aleph or Rav Nachman. We paskin that Shuas Heses means, again, I'm I'll oversimplify. Whenever Mida Oraisa, you're not Chayiv Shua, but you have a Tainus Bari, Mida Rabban, you're Chayiv a low-level Shua called Shuas Heses. Okay, we're not going to get into the tremendous Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly does it mean that Shvuas Heses is a low-level Shvua? Does it mean maybe, meaning it's the actual oath itself is low-level, not just the longest in some theoretical sense. Maybe it means it's without Shem Hashem. Maybe it means it's without holding a sefer Torah. Whatever it is, it's a lower-level Shvua. How about Shvuas Heses in this case? What if the guy says, Tainus Bari, I definitely paid you Tosmani, which is the classic case the Gemara started with. From the Yisomim, you don't have to swear. But what about the guy himself, if he claims Tainus Bari? Then do you have to swear, or do you not have to swear? You definitely don't have to swear, A, Shvuas HaMishnah. Shvuas HaMishnah, you definitely don't swear Shvuas HaMishnah. So you don't definitely don't swear Shvuas HaMishnah. Shvuas HaMishnah is that those Shvuas, which are found
Shvos Mishnah in the Mishnayos. Shvos Hetz is not in the Mishnayos. Those, okay, very mainstream. Those shvos found in the Mishnah, those are Darabanan, but Ke'in Doraisa. Yeah, serious, you have to swear with the Sefer Torah, with Hashem's name, with all the, yeah, very, very serious culture. You definitely have to swear shvos Mishnah. Do you have to swear shvos Hesses, or do you not have to swear shvos Hesses? So this is a machlokas in the, who did I put here? And it's a lot of people, the rush here.
This is when collecting from the
Tomen, no,
the
father has done that? No, when collecting from the father himself.
So then this has nothing to do with the
Tomen. Correct. Ushtar b'sos man v'habal ligvos min al Kosovar and Bandashim Rav Haigon de Boy Shvua. Sorry, the Efsher. Here's my the part we want in this order. The Efsher, Hardachashin, if you're wrong for me, sorry, the end of the Rush. Vitoin Pratikum Tosmani, Avagal de Inemon, Yera, Shetzorishly Shavish was Hesses, Kavin Shetoin Titus Bari, will be asked me, Lomashin, we saw fake. Says the Rush after Shurish was Hesses, says the Gosha Shri right there. Marina Rav Yecheskel Kosov. Ain't sorry, lasso shmua, the Chazakin on Pretos Mano. No, Chazakin on Pretos Mano, Pathos from Shuas Hesses. Elegano or Stavli Gul Praticha. Then we'll get that in a second. How about Shuas Hesses? How about Choin Bari Shapara in Katoe Parati Toch? If the Malbe Chayvish was Hesses or not. So says the Rush. Says the Rush, Chayvish was Hesses. Says the Gozashri, Potter from Shuas Hesses. Right? Now, obviously, anyone who has been in my shear or any similar shear, for perhaps even just through the end of the Cheshvan, can tell you. How many ways are there of analyzing the Yesod HaMachlokes between the Rush and the Hagosh Shri? What? Who was brave enough to say the word two? Okay, what are the two ways? They could be arguing about what, or they could be arguing about what?
I know, or the Shvuah.
Right, they could be arguing about Einon Pre Tosmano, or they could be arguing about Shvuah Hesses. I mean, they could be arguing about, we argue whether every Tainus Bari is Machai Shvuah Hesses, or only a strong Tainus Bari is Machai Shvuah Hesses. They could be arguing, because the Gemara only has Shvuah Hesses in one particular case. I say it, lent you money, you deny it, I have no evidence. We don't know for every case whether your Chayim Shuas Hesses. So they could be just arguing about Shuas Hesses. But they also could be arguing about Chazaka, ain't nothing for Beya. Toksmanu, it's hard to imagine, personally, someone's Chayim Shuas Hesses if there's a proof that they're wrong. If there's a proof that they're lying, it's hard to imagine that the guy has to be this which was assessed, right? If we have 100% proof that I'm wrong and you're that I'm right and you're wrong, then why would I have to swear she was Hesses if it's proven that I'm right? It just doesn't really make sense. So basically, if you say it's really a proof that I'm right, then I think it would make sense to say, like the Hagos Ashri. Malve Chayav Vishava Shuas Hesses will be told. Says the Rosh, no, before I collect, I have to swear Shuas Hesses that you didn't pay, and then I can collect. Now, Gosh says, why do I have to swear Shuas Hesses? It's not on my side. What are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about how strong is this Chazaka. If it's really 100% proven that you didn't pay, Totsmano, then why would I have to swear Shuas Hesses? I have 100% proof on my side. You ever hear someone with 100% proof swear Shuas Hesses? That's ridiculous. 5-2-8. I don't need to swear Shuas Hesses. If you say it's not really such a strong proof, it's not a strong proof at all. However, it's enough to weaken the time is paratis that someone's high that anyway has to pay, but it's not such a strong proof, then yeah, it's enough for proof that you have to pay me. Because you really have to pay me anyway. Like it's already established you have to pay me. But to say that I'm spiritualist Hesses, I don't have a strong proof on my side. Evidence on my side. Not enough to have a spiritualist Hesses. So again, it could be, it always could be they're arguing about something else. Or another case might maybe, what about the din called Ishtab Ligal Pratika? Right, the Gemara says, Shuas Daf Melef from an Aleph. There's a din called Ishtab Ligal Pratika. What does that mean? That means even in cases where there's a Torah from Shuas Hesses.
even in cases where the guy doesn't have to swear. But if I specifically demand a shua, and the Gemara and shua says, it's not a case where you're chayiv shua. Like, when you're chayiv shua, Basin says you're chayiv to swear. It's a case where the guy's potter from shua, but if I request a shua, he has to swear to me. It's a funny din. I admit, called ishtabed lizobot to yichas, swear to me that I didn't pay you. What's the case there? If I have a shtar that says, Aryeh owes me $1 million. I'm going to be rich if I win any of these court cases. I have a shtar that Aryeh owes me $1 million. I mean, that's not true. In the real world, winning court cases only half of that. Then you actually have a lot of money. But Aryeh owes me $1 million. And I have a shtar. And he says he paid. I say, shtar, I'm holding the shtar. If you paid, you would have ripped up the shtar. I'm holding the shtar, you have to pay. I go like, stop. However, and I don't swear. If Aryeh says, swear to me that I didn't pay, only based on his request, then I have to swear that I didn't pay. So in this case, what if the guy not only tying his praticha, but he specifically requests a shvua? He specifically says, I tying a praticha and I request that you swear to me. Do I have to swear? So what about toing shepara tozmano? Amar ishtavali below praticha. And he says, swear to me that I didn't pay you. Here ends that gosa shri. Elam came omar ishtavali below praticha bizimne az tor shuas heses. Ah, if he says ishtavali below praticha, then he has to swear shuas heses. Meaning, if he says ishtavali, then he has to swear. That much he admits. And the Ramban has two days about this. Says the Ramban here, the Omar Haiman de Mapich Torah Chavre Bisochman of Omar Lo Ishtavli Lo Praticha. If sure now, maybe the Gavri Lo Shua, maybe there's no Shua. Vechin Daiti Maskemis, but if sure the Hosami Omar Gori Praticha Ishtavli Lo Gavri Lo Shua, maybe or Chayav. Okay, he's not sure, although he leans towards saying that you are Potter, and who else says you're. Your potter from Shavuos Ishtabli Lo Praticha, famously. Who says you don't have to swear even if he says Ishtabli Lo Praticha? Tosos, right? Tosos says at the end of this Dibur Maskel Afal Gav, and I want to deal with his Raya in a second, but first let's forget his Raya. Mikan Mashma, I want to talk about. First, let's see what he says. Shem Hotzi Shtarchol Chayver Omer Lo Ishtabli Lo Praticha Goes Dimni. Ain't Tzarech Lasso Shua. You don't have to swear. Okay, that's Tosos, that's nearer to the Ramban, although he admits there are two possibilities against the Hagahos Ashri. Even if the guy says Ishtabli Lo Praticha, you don't have to swear. Now, notice what this is saying is that Hazdaka Inan and Praya Toksmano is even stronger than Shtarchol Yadi, my body. If I have a Shtarchol and it's after this man, I still have to swear upon request. But if it's Toksman, even upon request, I don't have to swear. Okay, what could they be arguing about? They could be arguing about Ishtabli Lo Praticha, or they could be arguing about Einon Praya Toksmano. One way of analyzing it would be, this would be Tosfos and the Ramban. What's his Lashon? Daiti Nota, right? He's not 100% sure. Daiti Maskemis. Okay, that's a little trickier. The Ramban says, Pater Mishua, why am I Pater Mishua? Well, if I prove that I'm right, even if you request a shtar, the Praticha should have to swear. I have 100% proof. This is better than a shtar. This is stronger than what we call shtar from Yoni, my boy. I have 100% proof. You claim, Dobie claims he paid me within this man. We're 100% sure he didn't. We're 99%, good enough. We're 100% sure. Even if you request a shtar, the Praticha, we say, why does Bittars have to swear? After all, if we're 100% sure he's right, why should he have to swear? You know, he only says swear when we're 90% sure he's right. Not for 100% sure he's right. The other possibility is the Hagos Ashri and the Ramban in his second day, what does he call this? Beshem Efshar. Okay, the Ramban in his second opinion, even though he himself likes his first opinion, says, Chayim Bishava. Why do you be Chayim to swear? Maybe be Chayim to swear because yes, there is some proof that you didn't pay. We're not 100% convinced you didn't pay. It's enough that you have to pay, but we're not really 100% convinced.
Now again, you'll say the Agos Ashri doesn't match here. I think clearly the Agos Ashri would be saying this is not a machlokas about Karyon Tosman, it's machlokas that Rishtab would go for Ticha, meaning there's 2 weeks to go. Agos Ashri would say, I think there's 100% proof. But Ishtab and Lidlo Farticha has to swear, even if there's 100% proof. There's a hakira of Ishtab and Lidlo Farticha. Think about it. It's a funny thing. Usually, Bezdin will say, you're chayit, you're potter, you have to swear, you don't have to swear. What do you mean? You don't have to swear. But if the guy asks for shmul, you have to swear. Maybe that's not based on a suffix at all. It's just that, you know what? If someone has to pay money, we give them the right to request a shmul, even if they have no chance that they're right, even if they're 100% proven they're wrong. So I think that here, I guess let's just put this. Or could be chayav if we assume that ishtaba li v'chuli is just a takana to quiet, let's say even better. I'm going to go out on a limb here, is just a takana for the social order. What are you just talking about for the social order? Really, we don't think you deserve a shoe at all. If we thought the guy should swear, we would have told him to swear on our own. It's just that here's Bezdin. Bezdin making someone's pay. The guy claims he doesn't owe money. You know, it's an unpleasant situation. It's an unpleasant situation. I mean, again, what are the 2 ways? One way is to say, this guy has enough of a taina that we won't take the initiative to be mechayev a shoe, but if he demands a shoe, he's a strong enough case. Or no, he doesn't have a case at all. This might be called, and use a phrase from elsewhere, lohafis daitos lalabais. Just make him feel better. He doesn't have a case at all, but to make him feel better, he says, how can you take my money from me if I know that I'm right? And Bezdin will say, well, look, on one hand you know that you're right, on the one hand he knows that he's right, we have to judge, that's the way life works, and everyone can't win. So he says, well, at least make him swear. So if Bezdin says, no, we're taking money, stop, all of a sudden he's like, well, I didn't get a fair hearing, et cetera. And Bezdin says, you know what? If you really want, we'll make him swear. Then at a certain point, the guy will say, look, I got my satisfaction from Bezdin. What can I do? This guy, you know, at least he feels better that the other guy's going to hell for swearing falsely because, I mean, they believed in those days with the basis that if you just steal someone's money, you don't go to hell. But if you swear falsely, you do go to hell, which does have a strong basis because the Chumash doesn't say lo yinaka Hashem anyone who steals money, but it does say lo yinaka Hashem eish asher yisrael shmo v'shav, right? And that's the basis of all of Western legal system once upon a time, right? The holy given oath is that someone would steal, but they wouldn't swear falsely because they didn't want to go to hell. So at least this guy will feel better that his nemesis is going to hell, and he'll feel better that Bezdin took him seriously and did everything they could. And therefore, that will enhance the respect of Bezdin and calm the waters a little. If you see that maybe, even if there's no base, even if you're 100% wrong, you're right to say, Shabbat Lo Praticha. This is what's called in a different sugya of the Hafiz. I don't know if I'll say all nice. The Lahafiz Aito. It's just to make it feel better. It's to make it feel better. And therefore, you could say, now, Agos Ashri himself, I think, would have to say, that, no, really, it's proven. However, you have to swear anyway. If you said, Shtab Ligulo Praticha, even though it's proven, because Shtab Ligulo Praticha, the Hafiz Daito, is really whenever the guy wants a Shvua, we give him a Shvua. At least we're taking his money. Not every guy who we're taking money from has a right to make a Shvua for social order, the Hafiz Daito shall Balabais. Okay, one last nafmina I want to mention, which is fascinating, is the Ramban in the name of Rav Haigon, right? The Ramban says the name of Rav Haigon. What does he say? He says, or does the Ramban put right? Yeah, Mishmei Rabbeinu Hai, Milukuchos Baishua. There's normally a parallel, Yosomim and Lukuchos. What are the parallels between Yosomim and Lukuchos?
right? Someone owes me money, and I'm collecting it from the land of someone else. Either someone owes me money and dies, so I collect it from their kids, from the Yerusha, or someone owes me money and sold their land and now has no money, so that's the whole idea of Shiva Nechasim. The property is mortgaged, and I collect the land from the Lukukos. And the Mishnah says in Ksubas Daf Pei Zayin, Abal Nif the Parah Min Hayisomim, is Hayishua Abali Parah Min Lukukos Hayishua. But Einan Peretos Mano patted you from Shvuas Abali Parah Min Hayisomim. We would think offhand, Yisomim and Lukukos are equal, but says the Ramban, the Rav Haigon, and says the Rush, also in the name of the Ramban, the Rav Haigon, okay? He says, no, from Lukukos, you know, it's a big Kiddush. Usually we equate, in most of Shas, we equate Yisom and Lukukos. Yisom and Lukukos are one big happy category, or one big unhappy category. Kukos are unhappy because they spent their money on a field and now we're taking it away from them. And the Yisom are unhappy for two reasons, because we're taking away the Yerusha and because they're falling right. But they're one big unhappy category. We think they'd be equal, but as Mechadish Rav Haigon, that they're not equal. You Tosmana, you collect from Yisomim without a Shvua. But from Lekuchos, you need a Shvua. However, not everyone agrees. The Chedusha Aran brings this down, says, I heard the name Rav Haigon, etc. The Lona here, it doesn't make sense. Basically, Rav Haigon has a lot of authority here. Why does Rav Haigon have a lot of authority here? Because, I mean, among other reasons. Besides his personal stature, you know, he's the last of the Gaonim. Technically, he's not the last of the Gaonim, if you would ask a historian. You know, he's the last of the Gaonim who has really had worldwide stature and authority. You know, he was, you know, from then on, it was just a big, I wouldn't say big joke, but it was merely a vestige of what once was. So, they quote from Rav Haigon. The Ran says, I know Rav Haigon says it, but it doesn't make sense. So obviously, what Rav Haigon is going to say, the Ran must be quite sure of himself. He's willing to reject the Rav Haigon. While the Ramban and the Rush, you know, we're working off authority. Okay, this is a fascinating question. And again, all of these, you'd analyze it the same two ways. It could be they're arguing about how strong Chazaka Einan B'Rei Tos Mano is, or it could be they're arguing about the relationship between the din of Nifrim and Aisomim, and the din of Nifrim and Lukukos. But let's take it, you know, most of these cases will only mention one way of analyzing. How about Hava Vipara Min Halukukos? Tosmano. Min Aisomim is Pachak Mishua. Min Hayisomim is Gove Belishua. But how about Min Halukukos? Mechadesh, the Ramban, the Rav Haigon, quoted by the Ramban of the Rush, ah, min alukukos, you need a shvua. And the Ran says, no, it doesn't make any sense. So, what may they be arguing about? Again, it goes down to the same thing. I can fill them all the middles, because, you know, the middles often could go either way, lean more one way, lean more the other way. But clearly, if you saw this with 100% proof, then you have 100% proof. We're sure he didn't pay. We're sure he didn't pay. Why should I have to swear the lukukos? We're sure he didn't pay. That would make sense to say like the Ran. Because I'm sure he didn't pay. It's Tos Mano. If you would say it's not for sure he didn't pay, it's that we have reason to think he didn't pay. That reason is good enough to collect in the circumstance. But then maybe you would say, like the Rav Haigon and the Ramban and the Rush, and Nishba the Notel, right? That's the Lashon Hara used all over. Nishba the Notel, he has to swear before he collects. Why? Because maybe the guy did pay Tos Mano enough. So, here is actually an interesting issue, which is there's a Chiddush, this Rav Haigon. This Rav Haigon is sort of a Chiddush. Because normally you would have equated Yisomim and Lukukos. And what he's saying is separate Yisomim from Lukukos. There's different standards for Yisomim than for Lukukos. This Kazoke and Paretos Mano is strong enough to potter you from a shvu when you collect from Yisomim, but not from Lukukos. Okay, why would that be? Why would it be just as an agav? That there'd be a different Yisomim and Lukukos. Lachor is the same idea. Azi, tell me why Lachora. If you'll let me go back to a Lachora, why would we think it is the
it is the same basic idea. Why would we think that the shvua, you can't, if you're collecting the yisurim, you need a shvua. If you're collecting the kuchos, you need a shvua. Why do we think it's the same idea? Because what's the reason you have to swear before collecting from yisurim and the kuchos? No, in general, you can't collect from yisurim without a shvua. Let's review again. I have a shtar, you owe me money, but collect from you, I don't need to swear. If the fellow dies, I need to collect from your soul, man, or the fellow has no money, he's bankrupt. I collect from the kuchos, I have to swear. Why would you think I have to swear? Simple shot.
They don't know whether the fellow
has. Because they don't know what's going on. He, the guy himself can defend himself. They don't know how to defend themselves. Since they don't know how to defend themselves because they're not the party and they're sort of innocent victims, since they don't know how to defend themselves, therefore, I need to swear to them. We would think that it's basically equal. We might even think that both of them, which is what Rashi says in Ksubos, at least implies, says about one, is that we didn't just like Taninan. Well, there's a rule of Taninan. Taninan liyorshim, Taninan lukukos, right? That's later on in the Gemara in Bava Basra, in our Perek, right? Bezin brings up tainas on behalf of Lokeach and the Yorish because they don't know their own tainas. So what is Rashi saying? Subas, you know why you have to swear before collecting from your soma lekuchos? Because Bezin tainas on their behalf, eshtabali below praticha. Bezin tainas their behalf. So you might think they're basically the same, but it could be they're not basically the same. It could be that they are different because what factor would you? One factor might be they don't know what's going on. Some don't know what's going on, the kuchos don't know what's going on. And maybe that's why you can't collect without a shvua. But could there be another factor that only applies to the kuchos and not to yisomim? In two words? It could be a knunya. Maybe we're afraid that the lov and the malva are in cahoots against the lokeach, which obviously could not be if the guy died.
They call that nowadays 9 to 10.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, then some of these things.
Okay. What's the Chaim saying? Knunya, I want to be more general than that. Not to disagree, but to generalize more. A knunya, after all, if Moshe owes me money and then he's bankrupt and I collect the field, he's whole Chaim, it could be that really he's not bankrupt. He has assets, but he's hiding them. And maybe he even paid back. Maybe he didn't even borrow. Who knows? And we're just making a knunya so that I can take this and I'll give him some of the money, me some of the money. Okay, but more generally, what would you say in two words? What's the problem here when I collect from the deaf and lekuach? Anyone know two words that the lekuach's thinking in his head here? Say to the lekuchos, right? There's a concept of say to the lekuchos, right? Chazal were kosher, say to the lekuchos. They don't want the lekuach to lose money. Right? If the lekuach lose money, first of all, it's not fair that he has to lose money, meaning it's fair that it counts the mortgage. They're worried he might have to lose money for no reason. It's bad for the shuk for him to lose money. The yisomim are not losing money. They inherit $1 million from their father, and then Malva comes and takes back 100,000 of it. What's that called in English? Easy come, easy go. There's no pseudo for the yisomim. Because they didn't spend any money. This paid Lukukos. Chaim paid for this field. Mm-hmm. And now I'm taking it away from him. Okay, maybe Knunya is one. You know, let's put it all together. Meaning there's more of a chash of Satan Lukukos than for Yosoma. For Yosoma, basically, it's just this is what I'm claiming. What am I claiming for Chaim? There's space for another. Okay, let's make an extraterritorial. Space here, right? This is like an embassy. It's not part of this chart. This chart really in the middle, it means like you go one way, go the other way, maybe more likely one way, more likely the other way. But let's make a sort of
satellite.
Yeah, it's like gross. Right, it's officially part of the United States or whatever. Even though it's located in Shore. Nifra min hayisomim is chayav shvua. Why? Because yisomim And here, it's not only, it's a Yisoma, I don't only mean like poor little orphans who are like 10 years old. The Yisoma could be 60. The point is, they are at a disadvantage because of a lack of information, right? Because Yisomim don't know the whole story. But how about Nifra Min Halakuchos is also parallel with Mishnah, is also Chayav Shvua. Do we say that same as Yisomim? Ah, it's just because they don't know the whole story, so we have to like help them out. Either we have to tie it to them with their father of Tainer, or we just have to suspect there might be things they don't know about, or no, it's more than that. Also, to the say that the Lakuchos, Chazal were always worried about someone spending money and then losing that money. These some aren't losing money. Here they're worried about spending money. Again, not only do they feel bad for people who lose money, but if you think about it, it hurts tons. That's the eternity. If people buy things and then they lose their money. It's, I don't know, some economists are telling me the words as to how that becomes. It's a smart that if people buy fields and all of a sudden they get confiscated, it's going to have a chilling effect on commerce. So say the little kumbos. And that's basically the question of, is this Chiyuv Shvua the same as the Chiyuv Shvua for Yisomim? Or is it a stronger Chiyuv Shvua, right? You might say there's no nafkamina, it's just a nice theoretical question. It could be some nafkaminas. Nafkamina would be, how about Tosmano? And then, like I said, everything is two ways to analyze. One, Tosmano, you might say, Potter, like Yisomim. After all, collecting for Yisomim is the one thing it says in the Mars Potter. So likewise, like the Lakuchos would be Potter. Or you could say, no, this is Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon clearly thinks that it's different. He's kind of why? Because Lakuchos and Yisomim are not one joint takana. Of Hanifra Min, a different person has to swear because he's a different person. No, there are two takanas. Yisomim is someone who's Nifra from a different person has to swear because that different person has a disadvantage, has an informational disadvantage. No, Lakuchos is a different takana. Or an additional takana. The Lakuchos are also Yisomim plus. And Nifrim and Halakuchos, who spend money on it, to confiscate someone's field they spend money on for free, then the contract to confiscate without compensation a field someone spent money on, then you have to swear to say that the Lakuchos. And therefore, you would say, Tosmanos, Chazak and Unbrand Tosmanos, enough to pocket you from Shuos Yisomim, but not the problem from Shuos Lakuchos. This might also tie in to the question of the Rif in Ksubas brings down an interesting machlokas, and it ties into a lot of things, but it's not really our topic, really. What's called, this is good, if you ever read in the poskim and they talk about a shtar and they mention the word nemunas, you're not sure exactly what that means. He's referring to a concept in the Gemara there where someone writes in a shtar that you owe me money, right? I agree, right? Adam say that. Ari agrees that he borrowed a million shekel from me. But I want to make sure to get back that million shekel. So I have him write in the shtar that, and I exempt you from shvua. You're believed to say that I didn't pay you back for the shvua. Right? And sometimes you could say, they would write in the shvua, I owe you $1 million. I borrowed $1 million. You're believed to say I didn't pay back and collect without any shvua, without any question. From me, from my Yorshim, from anyone else in the world. So basically, can the Lova voluntarily, if you write this Lashon Shtar, you should know in time that you've shown it in a couple, but all Shtaras have to have every Lashon of Nemunas. Basically, whenever I borrow money from you, the price of borrowing money that I have to agree to a Shtar that says you can collect this money no matter what with no hesitation whatsoever. That was already in a couple indeed to be shown. No one wrote any different kind of Shtar. So what if I write in the Shtar? You have the right to collect without a shvur from me and from my ears. Then you can collect from the Yorshim without a shvur after Mayves. What about you? You have the right to collect in this shtar from me and from anyone who comes from my possessions. So that part of the Lakuchos from a shvur. So, said the Rif, no. Says the Rif, I can't potter you from the shvur on the Lakuchos, but I can potter you from the shvur on the Yisof. That's an interesting question. Why? You know, why can I agree to be mochel in advance the shvua of the Yisomim after my 120? But I can't be mochel in advance the shvua of the Lakuchos. I would have thought either yes or no. Either you say, I can't mochel the shvua you owe someone else. That's it. Or I can mobile the shvuyah owe someone else. Why? Because I'm giving that to you as a right in my property. You have the right in my property collected that shvuyah, and whoever gets that property gets it with this encumbrance. Then that should be mainly a yorshim, mainly kilchos, right? If I encumbered this property and say it's collectible without a shvuyah, then I sell it. I'm selling encumbered property. So what's the difference between this? So look over the rift holds like Rav Haigo. He holds, no, there's two different kinds of shvuah. The shvuah, the yorshim, is the yorshim is a disadvantage because they don't have the information. They're at some disadvantage. Bezin are trying to like make up for their disadvantage that I'm not here. Okay, but if I was mochel, I was mochel. Bezin are only trying to get the yorshim back to where the father was. The father's mochel, he's mochel. By the lekuchos, it's the father's being mochel because the shvuah, the yorshim, is just that the poor yorshim, they don't know what their father would have said. So therefore, we have to help them out and defend them. But if the father says, I'm mochel, then he's mochel. The lekuchos, it's not just poor lekuchos don't know what the other guy would have said. No, it's upset to the lekuchos. They're losing their money. The lobe has no right to be mochel. They lost the money of lekuchos. So I think this also, how about mechila shmur, nemanis, etc. You know, that's discussed by the riff here. In the riff in Subas, that's in brackets by everyone. And this is a big issue, right? Nafmino also is Mechilas Shua says the riff. I think the riff would go nicely with Rav Haigon. He says that the Lova can be Mochel, the Shua for the Yesomim, but not for the Lakukos. Okay, I didn't mark down the chorus. He disagrees with that riff. The riff himself, I don't think he quotes anyone who disagrees, but here he would b'chora disagree. here he would b'chora disagree, and maybe you would say it can be mochel both of them or neither of them. It's a little hard to say either of them. You would disagree with the riff. Basically, you said it's one joint takana, you'd have to disagree with the riff. But the riff, like Rav Haigon, is saying there's two different takanas. So this is the Sai Chakira. Chazal said, Eino Nifra. Why? The answer is clear, because they're at an informational disadvantage. Also, they said, or they don't use the word lekuchos, the word they use, ain goben, nechasim mishubatim, right? You can't take mortgage property. Why is that? You could say it's also to the informational disadvantage, one joint takana, or say it's two takanas. That's an informational disadvantage. This is to the state of lekuchos. The Yisrael didn't lose anything. They just gained less Yerusha. This guy spent his money now, his whole money went in the garbage. You know, he spent $1 million and went down the drain. And the Nafmina is, would be more machir in the Shua and the Kukos than the Shua and Yisrael. In our Sugya, we can say even Tom's money, you have to swear to the Kukos, even though you don't swear to the Yisrael. Or if the guy wrote in the Shtar that you're potter, maybe he could potter you from the Shua and the Yisrael, but not the Shua and the Kukos. Okay, that's a side cut here. Let's go back to our main discussion here. We had a fundamental that here. How strong is a non-Nefer Tosmano? Is it an Anitzadi? Is it not quite an Anitzadi, but it's a rogue without a it's a rogue without a concrete miyot. That's a nice way of putting it. There's no concrete miyot, right? As opposed to other rogues, there's a concrete miyot. It's an abstract idea. No concrete miyot. I'd say it. No concrete miyot. In English, or do we say no? It's really no better than any regular rove, but you can add it with something else and it will work. Or maybe it's even weaker than a regular rove, or equal. We don't know. It's just enough to weaken your tainus parati. It's really your chayiv anyway until you have a tainus parati. And we had a four possible nafkaminas. Number one is if you say you paid and we have chazak against you, do we know you're lying? Or your tainus just didn't work. Okay, you host a kafir or not, and then there's another three tainus. There are four possible shuas floating around here. One is in the Gemara, shuam and yisomim. Your potter for shuam and yisomim. What about the other three shuas floating around here? If you claim you paid toksmani, the bari, so that machna, do I now have to swear before I collect? Or if you at least say, istabli lo praticha, you claim and say, istabli lo praticha, do I have to collect? Or if I'm collecting from the lekuchos, Do I have to swear before I collect? All those could be local machlokos. Clearly, what does it match? Like a gosh, when we're saying I'm doing it because of my shita is not local partita. not just what she could hear, but all those could depend. And the nafkamina is obvious. If it's really a strong proof that you didn't pay, then I shouldn't need to swear. But I have proof I don't need to swear if it's not such a strong proof. It's just that in the circumstances based on the pre-existing chiyuv you have to pay, but it's not really a good proof, then of course all these shvuos are even for someone who has a pre-existing chiyuv still has to pay until they have a proof, and you don't have a proof. The last thing I just want to mention is the Evan Ozel. The Evan Ozel, remember, he had a strange Rambam. What was a strange Rambam? Right, we have a whole board, not to repeat the whole board, especially since, you know, some of it's there, or some of it's more straightforward, some of it's less straightforward. We had a whole board. What was the problem with the time? Let's remember what we had on the board last time, or both sides. I'll remind us what we had on the board. Wait. If the guy says, I paid you for the extra amos on the wall, right? For the second story of the wall. Now he loses. That's the Mishnah, right? He's not Nemetz. He paid. Why? Because why would he pay if he's not even sure that he's chayiv? Miyemar mechayiv li beidina, right? Or miyemar mechayiv li rabbanan. But says the Rambam against the Yavraman Rabban, says the Rambam, I have to swear before I collect. Okay. The Rambam says in a case of Tosvano, he doesn't have to swear. But in the case of the high wall, he does have to swear. And all the Rishonim asks, hold on a second. The higher wall is a stronger proof than Tosmano. Why does even a Bayin Rava admit you have to pay if you claim to have built up to pay for the second story of the wall? And they think that you don't have to pay if you claim Pratiyat Tosmano. So if the high wall is a stronger proof than Tosmano, and Tosmano Patriyat Rishvua shouldn't, Miyemar also Patriyat Rishvua. Seems like a bomb kasha on the Rambam. Basically, all the Rishonim discussed included is a bomb kasha on the Rambam, and the Rambam's wrong. Okay, but the Achronim aren't allowed to say that. They have to defend the Rambam, and for good reason, because the Rambam has to be defensible. So how do we defend the Rambam? So we had a few Hasbeirim on the board. I just want to point out the Evan Uzzel says something, which, okay, maybe it's Pshat on the Rambam, maybe it's not, but it's a nice Pshat on our Sugya, I must admit. He says it's actually the same thing going on in our Sugya in terms of this Chakira. Says the Evna Ozel, he says it's Svedin and the Chakir we have on the board. Says the Evna Ozel, he says there's two stages of our Gemara. One is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that the guy claimed for Atiqa Tosmani, he still has to pay. Then there's the end of the Gemara. I don't think the end of the Gemara has a name, it's just the stum of the Gemara. Hilzak Reish Lakish, Afilu Miyasmi. Right? That the source of Shas should take Subas Bezayin. Yeah. Chazaka lo avid inish de para begoz imne. Chazaka lo avid inish de para bego zimne. What does Rish Lakish say at the beginning? He doesn't say Chazaka. He says, Ain no neman, levaishi para bezmano. Now, the standard way of reading this Gemara is the same thing, different words. Rish Lakish is saying Chazaka, he wouldn't pay Tosmano. He just says in a flowery way, Halavaishi parvizmano, Halavaishi people should pay on time. Who's going to pay before the time? Okay, not socially good proof, just because some people don't pay. Halavai, everyone should pay their debts, right? Just because some people don't pay their debts doesn't mean the people who do pay their debts don't pay early. Okay, in the end, we say this Chazaka. Says the Avon Ozel, there's Tzvei Dinim in our Sugya. Rish Lakish just said that he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? He has to pay because of basically Rabbi Chanan's reason. He says in different words. I don't think the Ibn Azal read Rabbi Chanan. I don't think Rabbi Chanan read the Ibn Azal. But you know, great minds think alike, especially if they're both brisk for training. What does he say? He says, "Chol sheino omid the pigron kol tosmanu inem al reish lakish." He's like saying, "Look." Piron is a good kinda when it's the time of Piron, when we expect Piron. When it's not the real time for Piron, it's not the time people generally pay, Piron is not a good kinda. Piron is not a good kinda. That's what Rish Lakish says at first. Just that Piron Tosmano is not a good kinda. It's not that we prove you're wrong, just that it's not a good kinda and you're chayiv until proven otherwise. That is, basically, he's, and again, Ozzie will say he's using here using Rikiv's lashon has to see him and saying Rocha. No, but again, that's why. Maybe that's Rikiv, maybe not. Anyway, he says, but that only makes him chayiv to pay. The sofa sugya, they added a new din. He says in the second stage, not just is not a good tiny spiron, it's a proof that he wasn't Perea. Okay, so what does the Eben Ozel say?
Says the Eben Ozel, he says, based on him. What's based on him? He says, this is the beginning of the subject. Sogya says, Lefirish Lakish, we hold like, Chayav Lashalim, ki ain lo, Taina Nemenes.
Or let me say it a little better.
He's Chayav Lashalim, right?
Okay. You'll tell me if the way I'm saying over the Eben Ozel matches what the Masifta says, and if not, then it's not my fault. The Masifta is wrong.
But Chayav L'shalim, because Tainas Piron Tomano is weak. And he's naturally Chayav. Right? Basically, this is one thing. He's naturally Chayav to pay. If not, he's Chayav until he has a good Tainas Liftar. And it's not a good Tainas Liftar. That's the beginning. In the beginning of the Sugya, it's not saying it's proven that he didn't pay. Just he's not, never say he didn't pay, but he thinks that's not enough to pop you for shul. So he takes the shul so very seriously. This shul that they get to swear when you collect me someone so serious that you need a total proof of the something shul.
Not just like a bare roof or something. So therefore he says, but at the end of the soja,
no, he does this exactly. This is the very of Sogya as it is the Malveh is Potter Mishvua because it's proven that Lo Para.
Same thing at the beginning of the Sogya, you're saying you don't have an absolute truth that you didn't pay. You're just not Neman to say you did pay.
But the end of the Sogya, you go further. Not only are you not never saying you paid, you actually have proof you didn't pay. It's chazaka.
We never said the word chazaka. Chazaka. You wouldn't, it's a chazaka
that you wouldn't pay till tomorrow.
Okay, that's the chiddush Eben Ozel thinking. I'm not saying I know that he's right.
That chayav l'shalem is because he's naturally chayav, and it's not a good taina, but the torah mishvua is because of the proof, which is added at the end of the sugya.
And so the Eben Ozel says, now I can answer the Rambam. If you're asking, what was the concept of the Rambam? If Miyamar is stronger than Tosmano, then why doesn't it Pater from Shua? The answer is that all the parts about Miyamar are in the beginning of the Sugya, not the end of the Sugya. When we're dealing with whether the Taina's Piron is a good Taina or a bad Taina, then Miyamar is in, it's even a weaker Taina than Tosmano. Then Tosmano, yeah, mitzad the strength of the taina, saying I paid you earlier than the due date is a weak taina. Saying I paid you when it wasn't clear that I owed you money is an even weaker taina. That's mitzad the strength of the taina. But mitzad the absolute proof, and here again, he doesn't say this, but you can like sort of maybe throw in the so for a little here. I mean, that's mitzad the strength of the taina. Mitzad the strength of the taina, miyemar is a weaker taina, more likely to have to pay than tosmano. However, mitzad the absolute proof, no. We in the end are mechadish, a new psychological insight. No one would pay money early. No one would pay money early. Why would no one pay money early? Why would anyone want to give up use of the money that they still have? But you're not going to say no one would pay an unclear chiyuv.
But some people might not clear for you, maybe they.
And here I'm being inspired by the, I'm adding something inspired by the Yad Ravina Chassam Sofer. After all, maybe to them it was clear. Maybe they clarified the Indian. Maybe they checked with the lawyer. Maybe they checked with the rabbi.
Maybe they're an expert in civil law. Right? Someone might pay their debt on time, even though it was unclear in court.
that they consulted with their lawyer and realized they were losing parts. So therefore, says that's the answer to the Rambam, as far as the weakness of the taina, miyemar makes it a weaker taina than Barazza Tosman. But as far as that, when we thought it was just a weak taina, we didn't know, we weren't thinking about a proof. What if you say there's not proof that you wouldn't have paid? No, that proof that you wouldn't have paid, Tosmano is a stronger proof than miyemar. Miyemar is a weaker proof than Tosmano, and you're still chayim shua. That's how Rabbi Zalman wants to defend the that's how Mr. Obama wants to defend the Rambam. I think that it even worked very nicely for the, you know, the idea of kvius of the miyavut. You could say, well, it can work on Sadi also. When it comes to Tosmano, there's no kvius of the miyavut. Well, we don't necessarily have any concrete people who would be Tosmano. Comes to the game and apparently our bottom, then you can say, I don't know, maybe there are people who know the halacha. Right? Maybe he's one of the guys who knows the halacha. Maybe he makes a more country. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's how he answers the Rambam. He says that then, as far as this did, you know, the kotel is weaker taina than Tosmano, and therefore, by relevating Tosmano, you're potter, but. The Tosmano is a tiny potter, the kotel is not, but as far as here, they would say no. The kotel is a better. Tosmano is a stronger proof than the kotel. Tosmano, we're 99% sure you didn't pay. Now, when it comes to raised kotel, we gave it to Chaim Rabbanu, only 95% sure you didn't pay, and therefore you still have to swear. Okay, that's the Eben Ezra source of the Rambam. Based on Sfeik Din and the Sugi, it actually is fascinating. You know, most of the Farshim do not assume Sfeik Din. They assume it's one din throughout. But he said, oh, maybe it's Sfeik Din. To make you pay, then we have all these Sfaras of Cheskes, Chiyuv, etc. But to make you Pacha from Shua, that's why you need more than a ring of robes or Pacha from Shua. Then you need a real proof. And then the Ratatish, that's just wrong proof. Okay. I think I said it was a Din Monday. If it's a Din Monday, then the shear is over. Take a picture of the board. Yeah. There's obviously a little more we could have talked about here if it wasn't a Din Monday. What we could have talked about, which I didn't, and which, you know, I'm not going to come back to, is... There's that long stipler about it that I think I put in brackets. Tosos says Mikan Mashva. What's Tosos' Mikan Mashva? Let me just briefly take a second to mention Tosos says, I can't even do this in straight face. Take a second. Okay. Let me just say I am a big liar and let's move on. Let me just take a second to mention, but without getting into it. So we're not actually, using up your time. Tosos Mikan Mashma, even though Rav Elchanan questions what I'm about to say, this is obviously the Pashup shot. Tosos says Mikan Mashma. What's Mikan Mashma? Tosos, what is Sofir Maskal Apal Gav? Mikan Mashma. What does Tosos say? Maybe we'll only stick with one of these. Tosos says, what's Mikan Mashma? It says, Nifra min hayisomim tozmano is potter mishmua. Mikan mashva nifra min halove tozmano. The amar love ishtaba li. The lo praticha is potter mishmua. How is this mikan mashva? What's Tosfos' proof? Just because you collected me so much without a shvua, how did that prove that you can collect from the guy himself below shvua, even if he said the shtab would be below praticha? So, I think the most obvious way of reading this Tosfos, even though the stipler here questioned that, but I was reading this Tosfos, why? What's the proof? What Mikan Mashva? Over the Mikan Mashva, because if Ishtabli Glo Praticha was If Ishtabu Liglo Praticha was Chayav Eishua, then we would just be Taina. We would atone for the Yisom Ishtabu Liglo Praticha, and you'd be Chayav. Ora, that is the proof. What's the proof? L'chor Tosis means because if Ishtabu Liglo Praticha was Chayav, then and there's a din of Toanim Liyorish, then we make kindness for the Yorish, we would towing for the Yorish Ishtabalim Nilgon Praticha. Meaning, L'chor, that's so proof. Why not kindness for the Yorish Ishtabalim Nilgon Praticha? Must be Ishtabalim Nilgon Praticha's father, otherwise, we kindness for the Yorish, you'd be higher. What is, who disagrees with Tosos? Nagosashri. What is Nagosashri going to answer? Nagosashri is obviously going to answer, you can't do Tanina of Ishtabalim Lo Praticha. Right? What would Nagosashri say?
It might just be a superimposed for that we allow the guy
exactly to do that. Exactly. He would be Doche that. Tanina is what we call that we don't do tanina on Ishtabali the low pratika. Okay, there could be many answers here, reasons why, but the reason why is obviously what he's going to say. Because once you do tanina, we do tanina for normal tainas, right? You say this, you say that, here it's not normal tanina. It's more of a special request, a special privilege. Tanina is for tainas, not for privileges. And this might have to do with the very fundamental question of tanina liyorish l'kayach, which maybe we'll come back to. We will have occasion to revisit this concept. Maybe, and there's a lot more to say about it now, but we won't. Maybe this has to do with a lot of tanina liyorish l'kayach. What are we saying? That, what is tanina liyorish l'kayach? There are two ways of looking at it. One is that this person needs a lawyer. So where's lawyer? The other way is, it's not that we're his lawyer. It's that usually there are two people in court. How do we know what issues to explore? How do we know how to get to the MS? Well, this guy kind of this guy kind of that. Whatever they kind of, that's what we explore. Whatever they don't kind of, we don't explore. Right? How do I know if I say you owe me money? And you say, whatever you say, how do we know maybe you pay me? Why don't we explore that option? You didn't say you pay me, so we're not going to explore every option. But if there's a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about, then it behooves us to explore every option. Meaning, there could be a bit of a hakira here. Is Tanina more din a lawyer for a poor guy, or is we didn't Rekifa Samus? You have to explore every possible taina. If it's about Rekifa Samus, you've got to explore possible tainas. This is not a taina, Shabbat Lilo, it's a privilege. If it's about being a lawyer for the guy, then, okay, we appoint ourselves as lawyer for people who need lawyers, then maybe we even apply to a privilege, or perhaps it's about whether this is a privilege or whether we do this in the realm of tainas. But maybe you would say, because stop because taninan is, I mean, you can say it in different ways, but because it's not a regular taina, just a privilege. Of course, you have the right to invoke the privilege, but we're not going to invoke the privilege on HDA. Maybe because Taninan is not about acting on someone's behalf. Taninan is about exploring all the possibilities properly. Okay, you could also, by the way, when it comes to the time is buried, you know, have a whole question. Is Taninan considered time is buried? Is it not considered time is buried? It's a little weird to be considered time is buried, but that is not what we're showing. Okay, I am the site with Rahmor. It's just fascinating here. Tosos, I think it's so pasha that, so pasha, we can't mashma. Obviously, Yishtabli Lo Praticha's potter. Why not? What he means is, because if it was Chaya, then we're tiny for the Yisomen. And that's what you're saying. No, no, we all tiny for the Yisomen, substantive kindness. Right? That's better. It's not a substantive kindness. Substantive kindness, and actually exploring the facts, that's what we do. We try to clarify the facts so that people can clarify for themselves. But we're not their lawyer. We're not trying to pull every stick they can pull. We're not even trying to ask for privileges. They want to ask for a privilege. Fine. If not, we don't ask for it on their behalf. Okay.
I think we'll leave it at this. And we will I didn't get a chance to write up the next Makoros yet, but I do want to move on, you know, since this is already a sort of makeup shear from last time. I want to move on, maybe not to the next sugya, but at least to the next Makoros. So let me put the first one on the board. And remember once upon a time? No, you don't remember. Once upon a time, the Makoros on the board, and you wrote them down. So I can just ask you to do that very briefly. I want to talk about briefly on a few issues that come in the Tosim. You notice there's some very involved Tosim on our sugya, which, you know, it would behoove us not to skip over the gamre. So let's just say the Inyan Tosos de Vermaskil Hakoveya, look at the Tos Ayim Ches, Sivkot Ches, is not such a long one. The Rashba de Vermaskil Hakoveya, the Tosos Rush. You know where the Tosos Rush is, it's in the Shigan Rubensis, right? It's also in the back of the Ozahada. But they just took it out of the Shidduch Gemetzes. Right? There's no Tosfos Rush. They just took all the Tosfos Rush out of the Shidduch Gemetzes and back of the Ozahada. That was a very nice thing to do. The Tosfos Rush, you know, on this. Right? The Tosfos Rush over there. Right? The on the beginning of our study. I think of the Shidduch Gemetzes called Abola Rush Kasa. And then on this also, the Gemara in Makos Gimel Amud Beis from Tana Hamalve Es Haveiro Stam until Chashuv Shana, the Ritva Sham, Ibra Masvel de Amar Mar, just the first two lines. Although you can finish it, it's very interesting. The Grizz on the Rambam. And help us smell from below, but there's only one in the below, it's a short one, top of the base. Obviously, you have to look at the Rambam to understand the Grizz. Okay, there's a Dvar of Rambam, Chelek Aleph, and Lamed Beis that goes through this in great detail. And then the Inyan, Tosos de Bermaskil Uva, which is the next Tosos. I think it behooves us to look at the Raiva. The Raiva is found in the Shidduch Gemetzes. Like, find the parallel one, right? The Inyan, Tosfos de Bermaskil Uva. Look at the Raiva that's found in the Shidduch Gemetzes. The Rambati. You need the Ramban? Yeah, the Ramban, I would say, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Just find where they discuss this. You know, I'll send that, of course, and make it all formal and everything. But it really, everyone should be capable of finding where the same person discussed, where somewhat different Rishon discussed the same thing, obviously. I'm not trying to insult anyone. Tosfos Rasko, Filu Miyasmi, I would look at the Rush here. And that's a good start. The Indian Tosfos Rasko, Filu, look at the Rush. Right, where's the Rush? The Rush who discusses the same thing as that Tosfos. Okay, that's good enough. And then I'll send out more formal Makoros later. I apologize, just I just went to America and I don't even know what planet I'm on. It shouldn't be that hard to find the parallel discussion. All right, so in the middle here. Okay, the Rush about that. Okay, and I'll send out the rest later here to Hashem. If anyone has any questions, of course, feel free.